I like to, I'm kind of known for making things awkward for people because I don't have a problem asking the questions that a lot of people won't ask just because they feel like it's not PC but being a boss, I have hundreds of employees, you've got to sometimes gonna be afraid to just walk up to somebody and just ask a question no matter what the consequence is. Like walking up to somebody all week long and look at them and saying, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. But, so you walk around all week long, and I think it's kind of funny because you're walking up to some people and they're looking at you and they'll give you that, what are you going to say? Well, I'm going to walk up and say, Merry Christmas. How you doing? They look at you like, oh, broke the rule. The new rule of you're supposed to say happy holidays. Well, not in my book. I walk around and say Merry Christmas. And then I love it when they respond with, happy holidays. I just told you it was okay. You know, you can say Merry Christmas to me. It's good. You don't have to be PC. But, you know, like it's like people put Jesus in the same category as Santa Claus. And he's not any part of that. It's a symbol of gift giving, but it's not a symbol of Jesus. It's like, you know, or great grandma's fruitcake, or people that need to think the holidays and Christmas is about indoctrinating yourself in your favorite toxic beverage and putting yourself to sleep. You know, but that's not what Christmas is about. So it is a day of remembrance. Let me say that again. Christmas is a day of remembrance. It's not gifts, it's not Santa Claus, it's not reindeer, it's not candy canes. It's a day of remembrance. It's a birthday. I like birthdays. We like birthdays here because we always sing happy birthday to everybody here at church. And because it's a day of remembrance. One of my favorite movies, Full Metal Jacket. I like war movies, but right in the middle of they're in basic training. And Sergeant comes through, and they on Christmas Eve, they sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. And for a lot of those kids, it's probably the first time they ever got the, you know, been involved with any type of thing about Jesus, but teaching young men about the importance of remembrance. And he sings the song, Happy Birthday to you. Come on, sing it with me. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. You can sing that Christmas morning and see how many awkward PC looks you get. But he walks around with this stern, happy birthday. I mean, I just love it because it's talking about the importance and he's putting stature on it as a day of remembrance of Christ's birth. You know, we spend a lot of times over Christmas, you know, spending and emptying your wallet and buying gifts. I went Christmas shopping yesterday, and that was the most terrible experience for me, because you have to. I'm the shopper that I'm in out 8 seconds. I'm there. I know exactly what I want. I know where it's at. Hopefully, if I have to find it, I will not ask for help. I will wander the aisles looking for what I'm looking for, because don't talk to me. But I will till I get my thing, and then I'm right out the door. But I realize you're sitting there, and I couldn't do that for Christmas, because I had to put individual thought into every little thing that I was buying. And that was painful. Because it had to be special. It had to be a remembrance. It had to show how I felt about the individual that I was buying it for. My children or my wife or so on and so things. You know, and then we spend the time to take those gifts and we wrap them. Actually, that's not true. I don't wrap them at all. But I give them to my daughter, and she wraps the ones for my wife. And I give them to my wife, she wraps the ones for my son and my daughter. But because I can't wrap. No, it's not happening. So, but it won't be nice and meticulous and pretty. And they go, oh, look, is that a paper bag? Yes, it is. So, but I put thought into what's inside, I promise. So, and then, you know, unless it's a white elephant party that you're going to, that way you don't have to give anything specific thought into it. I think it's great. Somebody got a chia plant at one I went to the other day, and he looked at it and goes, "Oh, well, he got it." But it was, we got a great laugh of it. So think about Christmas, a day of remembrance. So you have to go back to the time when Jesus was born on his birthday. Think about the three wise men that came to visit Christ on that special day in that manger. You know, the Word of God said that they bowed down and worshiped Christ the child. They presented him with their finest gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I only know what one of those is, but I've only seen one, and that's cool, but I know what that is, and I know that meant it was special, it was important, but these are the finest gifts on the earth that men could give someone. The shepherds, according to Scripture, had an angel of the Lord appear, tell them that they would find the Christ, the child, wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men on whom this favor rests. Let's go to Bethlehem, they said, and let's see this wondrous thing, this birth of Christ. When the shepherds found the baby Jesus, they rejoiced and praised God for what they happened. They didn't walk around and say, "Happy holidays." They rejoiced in the streets. They rejoiced in front of Jesus. They celebrated his birthday. Christmas story comes to a climax this morning as we go through this week as we celebrate the birth of Christ. It's the greatest gift that's ever been given. The greatest gift that's ever been given. As much time as I spent yesterday, I spent like 6 hours. And that's a long time for me to go shopping. The thought that put into that, those gifts, they're small in comparison to the gift that we got the day Jesus was born. Because it didn't matter who we are as an individual about this gift. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. It didn't matter what color you were. It didn't matter what avenue, you street or boulevard you live on. It's the greatest gift we were ever going to receive. Our text this morning, I want to look at one verse. And I want everybody to pull out their Bibles here this morning. And we're going to read this together. We're only going to look at one scripture together. But we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. All right? The smartest guy in the room I know is Richie. So what does indescribable mean? Putting him on the spot. I could ask the lawyer over in the room, but what does that mean? What does that mean? No definition? James, is there a legal verse for indescribable? No? No, there's none? Okay. So the smartest guy in the room I know of can't describe it. There's no legal term for indescribable, but just you can't describe this indescribable greatest gift. Why do we celebrate Christmas? We celebrate Christmas again because Jesus came into this world to give us an indescribable gift. He gave us something that we needed. He gave us something that we couldn't live without. We can't survive without. We can't live on without. He gave us salvation. It's an indescribable gift. And what does it mean? So, Jesus had a purpose for a coming. He came to save all of us. Again, not because of your color, how rich or poor, what boulevard, street, avenue you lived on. Listen to this verse. For it by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And indescribable gifts. We give gifts because we need our loved ones to to know how much we care. We don't give gifts just for no reason. We give gifts because we look at people and we say, I love you, or I appreciate you, or I think of you, and I appreciate what you've done. But it's tangible. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for each and every one of us. Many don't see Jesus as a gift. They see a nativity scene and a nice story that's told once a year. They go to a play. They go sit on this big heavyset guy in a red suit with a big belt and a big white beard and think, I found Christmas. Some look at Christianity as a set of rules instead of a relationship with Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden out in a field somewhere. It's a myth. It's not that big a deal. Some people look at it as something as younger generation might look at it as something that, oh, I'll get to that later on. I'll figure that out later in life. But Christ didn't say that. He said, I want you to build a relationship with me throughout your entire life, not just later on in life. But that indescribable gift that he also said, if you don't know me, I'll wait for you till you get a chance to get to know me. And I'll get to give you a gift of love, of one in which you'll never be able to understand, you'll never fully appreciate, you'll never be able to describe it. So we come to church every Sunday morning. We learn about Christ. We learn what it means to love him. And we come and we take the table of remembrance to appreciate and reaffirm our values. But this morning, I'm going to close. Short, brief, quick. But everybody take out a Bible. Everybody's got it. Even Jenny, I'll give you mine. If you don't have one, this is our gift from Babcock Road, and it's to you. If you open that up and you, in there, you can write your name in it if you want. It can become your Bible. If you already have one, it's okay. You can leave that one here because hopefully someday somebody's going to get a chance to, for us as a congregation, to give that gift. But that's Jesus' indescribable gift, the written word right there in that book. You're all getting ready to celebrate Christmas this week, and then you're going to turn around and you're going to celebrate New Year's. Don't make a resolution about giving a better gift next year or having a better year or losing weight, or make a resolution that says, I got this great indescribable gift and I'm going to learn as much as I can about it. And it's right there in your hands. If you don't have one, that's our gift to you. If you do, put it back and leave it for somebody else. But everybody should have a copy and a gift. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we can't understand, describe, or truly know the gift that you gave us. We know that it's while we are here, we'll never understand. Until, hopefully, we've shown through our life and dedication that we have shown enough love for you. We've followed the path that you laid out for us so we could have that opportunity to have your Son say to us, I know you. Dear Heavenly Father, as we celebrate with our families this week, may we put Christ back in Christmas. May we remember the whole reason for the family gathering this week, that it is to honor and celebrate you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation this morning, one that we do every week, and it's a time of opportunity for you to say, I haven't been baptized yet and I want to. You can do it here today. Or it's a time to say, I want to go to church. Or a time to say, I want to learn more about it. But as we stand up and as we sing, have a decision to make.